Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to Sifbeis. In Sifalef, we learned the klal, the overall rule of the Chayshemishpat Bizman Hazeh. Yeridaya doesn't change from the time they are smuchim to when they are no smuchim, but Chayshemishpat does. The halacha batei dinim that the Torah refers to is smuchim. Negea potentially to the obligation to set up a bez and shaitim and shaitim titan lechab kol shearecha, but certainly eila mishpatim has tussim lefneiem v'loy leiloy lefnei had yaitas. You learn out that the payach of a bezdin is only in a bezdin she'enam smuchim. It's not as that the smicha was broken. So we learned the last 2 weeks that shechazayu de kamoi ka'avdinam. We do the shlichus of the smuchim, the last smuchim made l'dayreis, made greater concept of shlichus that we're done, but they limited it. They limited it to two conditions that we had. The things that are shtiach and yesh behem chesar and kiss. It has to be both in order to be done. It has to be something common and something that has chesar and kiss. I want to point out, because we'll come back to it, the example included the words haidois v'halvois, which is Lashon HaGemara. Haidois v'halvois, not clear what that means. Halvois is easy. You lend someone money, you have to go to Bezdin. That, unfortunately, is very common. But haidois means someone's maida. What does it mean? So the smash said that you teveya somebody that he was maida and therefore he should have to pay. It's not really a category of dinei Torah. It's a hechatimtza. In other words, if you have any type of dentira where he was maida, that's haidois. That's what we learned last week. We're going to come back to that Yitzhak Hashem today. Today we learn Sibbeis. Adam shechaval b'chaveiroi. A person injuring another person.
When you say
shlichasayu,
you have to have three or seven.
So we're going to learn later it has to be three. Shteim shadonu dinei amdin, but they're not supposed to. Question was if we would say that that there's no shlichas for that, but we'll get to that. But this simon, at least at this part of the simon, is going through what's common. Is it common for someone to beat up someone else? Well, it doesn't have to mean he beats him up because he doesn't like him. Adam shechaval chaveiroi, adam ud lo'elam. A person who accidentally he's rushing through the street and he bangs into someone.
Supposed to be a joke.
That's adam shechaveiroi. Well, he means it as a joke, but it's not a joke. He hurts a person. So that's adam shechaval bechaveiroi. It always strikes me. I once heard Rabbi Avigdor Miller saying, he was sitting at a wedding, and the gentleman next to him passed a cup of wine and spilled on my jacket. He stained my jacket. So he said, "I'm sorry." He learned Baba Kama many times. Why didn't he say, "Here, I'll give you money to clean it"? He said, "I'm sorry." He's a gentleman. He's a Talmid Chacham with a beard, and he didn't say, "Here's money." So he doesn't know that if you damage someone, you got to pay. So other shechava b'chaveiroi doesn't have to mean he beats someone up. It means that he hurts somebody. So is that common? Even adam ud lo'elam is even b'ainus. And so adam shechava b'chaveiroi ein magvin dayanim she'enam smuchim b'eretz Yisrael. Dayanim who are not smuchim b'eretz Yisrael, we're not dan adam shechava b'chaveiroi. Apparently it's not shchiach, the Gemara says. So nezek tsar upagam ubaishas. Now we're accustomed to saying there are five things. Nezek tsar ripushevs and baishas. Here it is, pagam. What is pagam? So the Sma explains, I think in Yud, that pagam is just another form of nezek. Nezek means how much he's worth on the market as an eved. And pagam is often used for a woman, how much she's worth on the shidduch market. If you do damage to her value on the shidduch market, it's also pagam. But basically, look at the Shulchan Aruch. It says nezek tsar pagam ubayishes, not shchiach. We don't do it. the kaifer. A kaifer, when somebody's animal kills somebody. Aber Sheves ripoy magdim. But Sheves is lost wages. If you're mazik someone, he can't go to work. Ripoy are his doctor bills. Magvin, we do collect. So the Mechaber by itself doesn't seem to make sense. Either it's common or it's not common. You're saying, it's not shtiach, so you don't pay nezek. But Sheves and Ripoy, you do pay. What's the difference that Sheves and Ripoy, you do pay, and if it's not shtiach, then Bezdin is not done. If it is shtiach, then Bezdin is done. What's the difference between the different cases? So the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah writes that to hurt somebody, a human being hurts another human being, unfortunately it is shliach. But to do, God forbid, such permanent damage that his value as an eved goes down, that means, what does it mean? God forbid he cut off someone's arm or he made someone blind, that's not shliach. But to hurt somebody that he has to lay in bed until he heals, so that is shliach. So chabala b'chaveira, which causes nezek, which causes a person to go down in value, that the Gemara says is not shliach. But ripoy sheves, so that is shliach. You heard him. He had to go to emergency room. He lost half a day's wages. So even if he just got stitches, his value didn't go down. But he lost half a day's work. So for that, you have to pay his lost wages. And ripoy means his doctor bills. That's the mechadashim.
Tsar.
What about tsar? So what do you say? What about tsar? So it may be that tsar is not tsar and kiss. We say you need two conditions. Shchiach. And that it causes chasar and kiss. So nezek, his value goes down. And today there is no slave market. Except in law firms, perhaps. But there is no slave market today. So but the etzem, nezek, is a loss in value. It's a loss in value of the person. Sheves and ripoy is a chasar and kiss. It's a loss of the money. But tsar is not a loss of money, but she's not a loss of money, so that's not. What? Loy shchiach means Bezdin doesn't paskin. It's for the person to pay anyway. That's your question. We'll see. We'll get to Pesach Shuvah again a little.
What happens if he's reimbursed by insurance? So there's really no loss to him.
Reimbursed by insurance, so there's no loss to him.
Insurance isn't going to go up?
So today, well, health insurance usually doesn't go up because of it. The issue of insurance, which it appears at least 120 years old, because Dar Sameach has a tshuva about it. The issue of insurance in its origin is complicated. In today's world, the usual understanding is that if a person is covered, it's not called a loss. If his rates go up, then to the degree that they go up, it is considered a loss. Originally, there were chalukei dayos on this. There were poskim who held that if he has insurance, it's none of your business. But he has a separate deal. And sometimes a good deal. He has a father-in-law who pays all his bills. Mm-hmm. So you're going to say, I don't have to pay you. You have a father-in-law who pays your bills. That's ridiculous. Your mouth said to me, it's my bill. What's your business that my father-in-law pays? So he says, an insurance company is the same thing. You have a private deal with somebody. You pay him a certain amount of money, and he pays your bills. So our Sameach held that insurance is sort of a separate arrangement. Today, certainly with cars, where it's expected, to a certain degree it's required, that people have insurance, the halach yelach of all the batei dinim is to count, to take the insurance into account. It's still a hezek if the bill goes up, or in a case where typically a person doesn't collect for a damage of a relatively small amount, a couple hundred dollars, people typically don't collect from auto insurance, so then he doesn't have to collect. What?
He does not want to collect.
So not wanting to, where it's normal to collect, is not... Chashanish is complicated. It gets into an argument between the Shach and the Chazanish. Chazanish says that whatever is normal, you can expect from the Nizik. whatever is a normal thing to do. How do you have Nezek and Dibur? His value went down as an Eved?
No.
Tsar, you could have, yeah. Nezek is. Yeah. Could have Tsar and Vaishas. Yeah, it's not kind of Nezek, that his value goes down. That's not. That's okay. But, okay, so Tsar and Vaishas, we're not done. Now, the Ramah says more. He says even Ripli and Sheves ain't done it. I tell you, the Kesav Mishnah who explains the Rambam that a Hezek that causes only Sheves and Ripli is Shriach. So Kesav Mishnah and the Mechaba were the same person. So the Mechaba goes with the Kesav Mishnah Shita. The Ramah understands the Gemara that it's Gamri not Shriach. So Af Ripli or Baishas ain't done it. Torah B'Shem Arash. V'loi v'isi noyegin l'dagdei b'zeh, Rav Kaifin ha'chayvel, l'fayis ha'nichbal, u'l'konsoi k'fi ha'nir olahem. We have this for the first time, and we just started Chashem Mishpat, but we have an idea that the Bezdin, obviously has to be Bezdin, has some sort of authority in the city, because if the person, in our world, the person doesn't agree, nothing's going to happen, but the peasant tries to make some type of accommodation that he should pay him something to make some sort of a pshara to make good on the damage he did. So we try to do it. The language of the Sma Yud Beis, Lo Yisinai, you can't be Dakim Moshe, Siftala Kostav Kena Piske Mari, that's Trumas Hadeshen, which is the Menhagim of Bnei Ashkenaz. Shehevi Sham Shekosav Simreish Ches Goyven Ripui V'Sheves V'Kainsin Oisai Mashvois L'Shoinei Husham Afil B'Zman Hazeh Abdin On Hachi. That it says that we collect Ripui V'Sheves V'Kainsin Oisai Hazeh Kosav Maram Sham Dan this the Ramah writes Loi Ris Yinaig and Ligvoi Sheves. I don't see that they make him pay. Rak Mechai V'Nois L'Rapai Sai appears to be a way to make peace between them. The Kamba Agolay Hiska Shabachaivanais with the Rapaisai, the Chlal Demeha Rafua Bidmeha Pius. The Kalal Demeha Rafua Bidmeha Pius. So since it's questionable if we, Mikra Adin, you can make someone pay Shevis and Ripoy. So we try to make some type of pishara between them. When Amashkasa Lo Yisinaygin Kain Koy Amashkasa Machaber Ligvay Sheves Uripoy Azeh Kasev Yeshayim Not Gamhu Lo Yrol Dagdek Kaifel Shab Sheves Uripoy Apiyashuma Rakla Kaifel Lofaisa. So it seems that those who go to Beis Yosef would be obligated to pay Sheves Uripoy, and those who don't have an obligation to pay Sheves Uripoy, and that seems to be the bottom line. Looks like it's mechaber rabba.
Understand? In our days, who goes to the bezin and who doesn't go to
bezin? Someone says
how
it works. I mean, when people want to work it out on their own, that's what you mean.
Is that the case? That's what
we're
talking about.
Well, here we're talking where bezin has to force the person. Someone says hazman if
bezin.
Hazman, he calls into bezin. He says, "Pass it for me." We're going to see if the Sechuba Kimmel talks about it.
He goes to Bezin and he wants to sue bring him to the other person to Bezin. And I said that Hazmona, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So
we'll get to that, Sechuba Kimmel. Right now we're talking to Kayach of Bezin, and you're asking what about the person himself, so hold on, we'll see momentarily. I saw in the Yabi Aimer, Mavadi Yosef, in the ninth volume, in Chelek Tes, Tshuva Hei, he has a case, it's more the way he's done, he has a case with someone offered someone else a ride. Ruvain was traveling somewhere and he offered Shimon a ride to go with him. And on the way, Ruvain fell asleep at the wheel. And there was an accident and Shimon was nechbal, he was injured. So that's Adam Shechavah B'chaveirai. That's one person injuring someone else. I tell you, you injure someone with a hammer, so that's other mamazik. You injure someone with a fire, it's Eish HaMazik. You injure someone with a car, so it's interesting, Rabbi Avadia is done the following, what's the shayla? He's the Mechaber holds, you pay Sheves and Ripley, he says, Avash Chiyach. So he, it's interesting, is done, there's a Taisis in two places in Bava Kama. One is, I think, Daf Zayin. He brings Yerushalmi, that even though Adamud La'ilam, by an Einis Gomor, a person is Pater. If someone's an Einis Gomor, then a person is Pater. Tosis' case is the following. Yerushalmi says, if someone goes to sleep, and in his sleep he turns over and breaks something, Adamud La'ilam. Yerushalmi said, Hani Mili, when he went to sleep, the object was next to him. Adamud La'ilam. But if he went to sleep and subsequently someone put an object next to him, that's an einis gomor, total einis, nothing he could do about that.
Is that a misasik?
So misasik is not a patur by chayav
b'chadayim. He fell asleep because he was involved.
He was negligent. Well, let me finish the Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi says if it's an einis gomor, that a person is patur. That's what it says in Yerushalmi, and Ravadia brings that. Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, Siman Tov Chaf Aleph Sif Dalid, that he paskins that way. Now the fellow asleep at the wheel was only an einus. He didn't want to fall asleep at the wheel. It wasn't so safe for him. So the question is whether he was tchilasi b'pshia if he didn't sleep the night before, and whether he's chosid b'shia v'seif v'ayinus, whether he is. So in that particular case, Rav Avadia is down that the person taka didn't get a good night's sleep. He says it's a davar mafursim, that it's a funny thing because a person has to be very careful. But many of us drive, and at least those who live to talk about it, and they don't. Don't usually fall asleep at the wheel. It's a dangerous thing. But he's done whether that's an Einis Gomor. So you see, first of all, that Einis Gomor. Now, what about the fact that that type of Hezek is not Shchiach? Not Shchiach. I mean, people, you say it's Shchiach, you always hear about people. You don't always hear about it. You hear about it when it happens. But it's not so typical. So it's interesting, the Sma in Sivkot Yud Aleph says, Rav Avadia passes this way, that we don't judge each case of a Shchiach. Take a look what he says. Yud Aleph, Sheves Ripoy Magvin, Mikol Chavola Magvin Oisai, every time somebody's Chayil B'Chaveri we collect, Afilu Mektias Yodei De'ine Shchiach. If that type of Hezek is not common, the God forbid someone cuts off someone's arm. Kamak. Kivan the Sheves Veripoi Hain Shayachin. The Klal. Chayvo Bechaveri, the Kol Sheves Veripoi Hain Shayachin Gam Kein Bishar Makai Sibtsoim. Hashkichin. There are other cases where a person hurts somebody and it is common. Shilu Lam Rambam, the Ein Lechalek Be Maka Lamaka. The Gaiva Mikur. Important thing. That we don't go by each case. We'll say this particular situation was not shchiach. It's not the point. The point is the category of chayvo b'chaveira. And of course, sheves ripoy, that is shchiach, and therefore a gaiva, even if your particular case is not shchiach. Arash relay da in gaiva, prishik safti tamplut v'saram v'arash ain sham. But the side of this man is that we say shchiach and not shchiach. It goes on the cloud. On the cloud, this type of hezik is or is not a common hezek. The individual incident that took place with somebody, so that's not, that we don't judge shchiach or not shchiach.
Now, that's a your case. Is it a car accident? Is it sleeping?
It sounds like it's neither sleeping. Einis, we have to judge each case if he was an einis. Because it is the potter. But when, on the shaila of whether she's a sayuka of dinan, the rule that they made a shluchim go by category. In other words, they made a shliach to judge Adam Shechol B'Chavei, right? But not Behemish Shechol B'Adam. Behemish Shechol B'Adam is not shliach. So we have no authority to be down. Adam Shechol B'Adam is shliach, so we do. Even if your unique situation is not shliach, it doesn't change anything. That's what the Sma is saying.
What's called a shliach nowadays? Every Rav is called a shliach? What's called a shliach?
He has to be Higiyah Lahira. The question is, what's called Higiyah Lahira? It's a very tricky thing.
Because when he goes
into
the
Bezin,
the other guy can say, he's not shliach.
Alright, so go to a different Bezin. Choose a different Bezin. So that's what happens. Well, happens all the time. Hasidish fellow, choose a Hasidish Bezin. I mentioned once, Rav Pavlon sent Hazmana to someone from Devar Tzvi Rav. He said, no, I want to go to Satmar. So Rav Pavlon said, okay. But people always want to go to a Bezin where they're more comfortable. And look, we assume that a Bezin, we have our own category of smicha bizman hazeh. And even though the smicha is not yet a smicha, it's sort of someone's testifying that he's right, like, right. That's really what it is.
Rebbe, if he signs a waiver, does that exempt him?
A waiver to, for what?
Getting into the car.
My son has an invention. He's convinced he'll make millions. He wants to put on every building in Manhattan. In order to get in, you have to push a button. Above the button, it says, notice, this building is defective everywhere. Enter only at your own risk. And you have to push the button to go in. It gets your fingerprint. And then you can't sue. Would that work? Any lawyer here feel it would work? What? You can't waive negligence.
No, there's certain things that are against public policy.
So there goes the invention. Okay.
He'll be a millionaire in other ways.
Okay, the...
Which category is a person damaging property falls?
Mazik Mum in Chaveire, which I believe we had right away, that somebody Mazik Chaveira, Mazik Mama Chaveira was one of the first things in Sif Aleph, so that's damaging a person's possessions. What? Damaging possessions, definitely Matzah, yeah. And damaging a person is Matzah, he's going to say a behemoth, damaging a person, that's the next step, is not sure. Generally, the Nitzva has the right to choose. But the way it works, the first Bezdin says Hazmana, and then he responds, I want to go to that Bezdin. So generally, if that Bezdin is not a recognized Bezdin, the first Bezdin will say that you're Masar of Ladin. Now, how much weight that's going to carry in the 21st century is what it is, but the right way to do it is that the first Bezdin is on it. You know, you don't have to come to us, you go to someone else. There's got to be someone else that's a recognized Bezdin. The Shaila here is the following. When a person's own testimony is what's mechayev him, he says, I fell asleep at the wheel. So, Slav Davka that Shemin could testify that Reuven fell asleep at the wheel. But a person's own testimony is mechayivim, so we have a rule. What's the rule? By Doris Baldin, it could be done. It could be done a person on his own haidah. Now, we in Sif Aleph, it said haidahis v'halvahis. So as I mentioned to you, the word haidahis, it doesn't fit. All these things are categories, really. Adam Shechavu v'mamin, Behezek, Eish, and Bar, the category. Haidais, it sounds like just a hechatimtza of how all these dinim could be judged. Okay. I'd like to learn with you a ketzais. The ketzais is Sim Lamed Dalet. Sifkat and Dalet. It's one of the famous ketzaisin, of which there are probably a few dozen, but it's one of them. And the ketzais is done on the question that Adam Karavetz Alatzmai. A person says testimony. Now, if he says, look, I want to pay anyway, so that was fine and well. You don't need other nemen alas for yesim and me'edim. What it means is, if a person says testimony in Bezdin, to be mechayiv himself, and later he wants to retract, or he wants to change his mind, and he says, I made a mistake, he can't keep in shehigid. You can't, once you take testimony in bezi, you can't chayzer magid. And he does badin kameyayidim. The question is that Adam Karvates a lot, my Kravim Apostle Aedis. It's not because people think a Karvates Apostle Aedis because we're afraid they're lying for the benefit of their relative. Or maybe they hate their relative for the detriment of their relative. It's not true. The Gemara in Bava Basra, in Get Pashit, when it talks about Psul Kravim, it says, Afilu Moshe V'Aaron. Even if we know they're telling the truth, it doesn't matter. There's no din edis on kraivim. The psul kurva is a psul. You're not a kosher aid. It's not chash mishaker. It's a psul kurva. Even if you have someone says testimony, and later they uncover documents that he's a relative, and nobody knew he's a relative, it's still possible. A kariv is psul edis. When the Gemara says Ein Adam Mesa Masmei Rasha, Gemara has a case. The Mishnah Ksuvis, a man says, "I signed the shtar; it's my signature, but I was bribed to do it." So it's not true. So the Gemara says Ein Adam Mesa Masmei Rasha. A person Einis Machbas Mamin and Yilchesam Aved Einis Machbas Mamin Ein Adam Mesa Masmei Rasha. Why? Adam Karavetz Alasmei Rashi says you can't say about yourself that you didn't have Eira. Bezin doesn't believe you. So the question is, why Hadas Baldin Kameidim Dami? If I say I owe you money, if I want to pay, I can pay you. No one's going to stop me. But let's say I say I owe you money. I say I fell asleep at the wheel, God forbid. Or I say I was mazik you. And I want to say later that I don't want to pay. I want to retract. And we say Hadas Baldin is like Kameidim. Why?
Is that only a fact or a conclusion?
And Chayiv is not testimony. If he says Bezdin already passed in Am Chayiv, that's testimony. But if a person comes to Bezdin and he says Am Chayiv, it's not testimony. It's an opinion. It's not testimony. Now, that's the question. So the Ksais brings a tshuva from the Mari ben Leiv. The Mari ben Leiv was in the generation of Beis Yosef. It's fast. The Mari ben Rav was. Mari ben Leiv was in Mishalayim, I think. Right, Mari Baal. But anyway, he was in the generation of Beis Yosef, and he brings a tshuva. That he says, Yitaka Karaves Alatzmai. If you go to Bezdin and you say, I owe him money, I borrowed money, I was mazikim, you have to pay out a newest chayvus. You're being the chayv yourself. There's a concept of Kinyin Udisa. Udisa, I think it's only mentioned in Perek Hazav, I think only one place in Shas, maybe I'm wrong. Kinyin Udisa is, if you Udisa means you're mighty, you go to Bezdin and you say, I owe him $100. Even you talk to Adam beforehand, I'm just doing it because I want to give him money. And you say Udisa is a kinyan. It creates a new chayvus. Even if it's not true, it creates an obligation. So the Maribal holds that when a man goes to Bezdin, Haidas Baldin, Kamei Adam means it creates a new chayvus. When you go to Bezdin, you say something happened, you are creating now a new obligation of mamon. We don't believe you. We don't believe you. You say you damaged it, we don't really believe you, you damaged it. But you're creating a hischaivus as if you damaged it. That's the Mari Baal. What do you say? How does it fit Kameya Edim? Sure.
They're doing it in front of Bezdin, and that's the
habit. It's gotta be in front of Bezdin.
No, you're saying this is.
You're saying I'm
connected. What happened, and Bezdin, you know what to do.
Okay. At any rate, this is the Mari Baal Shita. The Ksais disagrees sharply. The Ksais disagrees with the whole idea that it creates a Nevischaivus.
That's the earliest source he disagrees with. No Rishonim here, just the...
No Rebal is quasi Rishonim, the next generation here.
If there's a taina, then you don't need a nidah, do you?
What?
If a bar of Hashem, he doesn't have, he's not being made.
Well, we pass him, he can't be mighty with a bar of Hashem.
I would say that there's no nidah, it's out of the taina, from the taina, not the... First makes the taina.
You mean the tefiah should be mechayev?
The tefiah is the mechayev.
But a bar of Hashem is not good.
You're not telling your
eschayev. It's machlaik is samay rahim. If bar of Hashem is chayev, we pass him bar of Hashem is not mighty. So really, you wouldn't have to pay out if you were just a Shema. You really have to pay because he does not think Eidim. That's why you have to pay. And you can have a case where he's Maida, and two Eidim say the opposite, and he still has to pay. And there, I'll bury it via, you wouldn't have to pay if Eidim come against him. What?
Lama
Dalad. Lama Dalad.
Why is it that they call him Kameidim? Why don't you say
Kameidim? Trekameya. So why say Kameya? I don't know. The Gemara is in probably five or six places in Shas, and Babatsiya Gilmore Bez is one of them. That I don't start then Kameya them. Why Kameya them? What?
It's substantial, like a number of 100.
Rabbi, this Kenyan of Odisha is like an incomplete Kenyan of something else. Like, if you'd say, I owe you, and then do a Mashicha, that would be...
You don't need Mashicha. Kenyan Odisha is by itself kind of even without a Mashicha.
What, do we do it with a Goy on selling chametz? Do we include an Odisha? Does the Rav include an Odisa? Why not use it?
They are those who say to do Odisa, really? Yeah. The
mentioned that Moshe Feinstein said that Yediyah is more. You don't need
right. Bezdin's Yediyah.
Right. So maybe this is constitutes Yediyah. We know that it happened. So we don't need.
We don't know. A person could say things that are not true. Do we really know? I think so. When the Rambam talks about Kraydim, he says such a lashon that Kraydim. They say bad about their friends. The Ksais says it's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? By Moed B'miksas. It says Asher Yomer Ki Huzeh Ad Olehim Yavei Dvar Shneim. What's Moed B'miksas? Someone says I owe him $100, and I say Ki Huzeh. I owe him only a part of that. I'm $50. So Ksais says you come to Bezdin, and because you're a Moed B'miksas, so you chayiv. Yechayiv Ashur, because you're made of a mixer. So Tzai says, what's the Mirib Alev going to say? Someone comes to me, says, I owe him $100. I say, I don't owe you a penny. He says, oh yes, you do. I say, look, I really don't owe you anything. But I feel bad for you. I'll give you a gift of $50. I give him a gift of some of the mixer.
No.
Of course not. I'm made of a mixer. So Mirib Alev says, when he says, I owe him $100, I say $50. So the Mirib Alev says, I'm not Naaman. I'm just giving him a gift. I'm giving him a gift, so why am I in the mix if I'm just giving him a gift?
Say it.
What?
You should
say no, it. But he holds that every Maida is just a gift. Oh. So the Ksai says, Maida b'miksas, it means that you're Naaman to be Maida b'miksas. You're Naaman to say miksas. So these are chalukei dayos between the Mariba Leif, who holds it's a new eschaivus, and the Ksais who holds that it's a Nemanis Mamish, Gzeres HaKasim, that you're Neman. And it's one of those Ksais where the Ksais is the more logical end. Very often the Ksais, the one says the wilder Kiddush.
Yeah.
Here I think the Ksais is more Nicha to people. Big Nafkamina. What happens if I'm in a Din Torah and someone says he owes me money? I'm not a Din Torah, but God, he owes me money. I know he doesn't owe me money. I know he's making a mistake. He insists he owes me money. And I know he paid me. He insists I definitely didn't pay him. Am I allowed to take the money? Am I allowed to take it? He insists. I know it's not true. According to Marie Ben Leif, he's making me a new, he's giving me a gift. According to Marie Ben Leif, I look at it, he's giving me a gift. Maybe he's giving you a miss based on the... I don't know. Kuri, Pashtus, you can't take the money, you know, it's not your money. But
and according to the Ketos?
The Ragachava has another Nafkamina. The Ragat Shava has, this Safnech, I think on Sanhedrin, so I think it's Gemara's in Sanhedrin too. He has Nafkamina. He has a case where someone died without known relatives, and someone came forward and said, I'm his closest relative, and he got a hold of a field. 10 years later, the person who got the field comes back to Besdin. He says, Bez, you know, 10 years ago I said I'm the closest relative. I was lying. There's a closer relative. There's a little old lady. She's a closer relative than I am. It's her field. So Besdin says, I don't spot the incubating dummy. So, okay, we're going to take the field for you and give it to the little old lady. What about the 10 years worth of crops that he got? What about 10 years worth of crops? So Ragachava says, wait, if you hold, he's Naaman. So he owes her 10 years worth of crops, whatever the profit was, I guess, of 10 years worth of crops. He owes her the money. Like whatever, however the numbers work out. If you hold like the Marie Ben Leif, so Besdin doesn't really believe him, he's giving him a ton. He says, give him a ton. So he comes in, he wants to give a ton now. He gives a ton now. You know, they give it a 10 years worth of crops. That's what the Ragachava says. Now, I have to tell you, Yeshiva, some boys give me a hard time with this Ragachava. The logic is good, right? If I say that this little lady is a closer relative, so if it's true, I owe her the crabs. There's no question. If it's not true, so I'm giving her a gift. So I don't have to give her the crabs. So the Bachram Taida, it's not true. If you go to Besdin, you say 10 years ago when I took it, I was stealing it. You're really giving her a gift of the 10 years worth of crops too. Because you're saying 10 years ago she was the closest relative. According to your words, she's entitled not just to the field, but to the 10 years worth of crops also. So they give me something of a hard time.
There's no special.
He didn't verbalize it.
Right.
So I guess that's the question. He didn't verbalize it. It wasn't in his mind. It's
implicit.
But I guess the Ragged Shovel holds. Depends what he says.
Is there a statute of limitations problem?
There's no statute of limitations.
There's no other way of understanding it is the fruit's not being included.
Uh-huh.
If he's
stolen. There's another nafkamina. It says in the Beis Avraham, but Metzia. He says, what happens if two people are arguing? One says, the house is yours. He says, no, the house is yours. That'd be an argument. You know, like by Alexandra Mugdam, each one said. So yeah. He says, the house is yours. He says, the house is yours. And they're arguing. So, what do you do? He does not think Kamei Adem. And he says, does not think Kamei Adem. So what do you do? He says, it's yours, it's yours. What do you do? Huh? So, Pashtus, you're an impasse, you know, what do you do? He says, according to the Miri Ben Leif, Besdin's quiet. They say, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Whoever speaks last, when it quiets down, whoever speaks last, he gave him a matana. Then he gave him a matana. He gave him a matana. He gave him a matana. So, they're arguing back and forth. So, whoever speaks last, they say, okay, you're finished? We're finished. He says, okay, you gave it last, it's his. The guy said, what do you mean it's mine? It's his. He said, oops. Now it goes back. It's his. He says, whoever speaks last is going to be the one that wins or loses, as the case may be. It may be... What? Oh, so that's also... You have to give my success on all this. And some of you might... And I guess the nafkaminas may be... It may be somewhat endless. But the... Who's liable? Because some of my experience. Okay, now I have to. What? If she says. She has to give it a masla. Oh, so, 1 second. You're talking about Isurim, I'm talking about Mom. So 1 second, you're right. So it comes to that. I'll tell you in a minute. What I want to tell you is Loite Marie Ben Leiv, when it said in Sif Aleph, Hoidois Fahalvois, Hoidois makes sense now. We really have a problem. We're listing categories of Mazik. Eish and Bar, Havois, Matanois, Yerushais, they're all categories. What's Haidois? Haidois, the Torah says, he comes to Bez, he says, he was my daddy, he owes me money. So Haidois is not really a category. Haidois is Echatimtza of Eish and Bar, Chayvav Chaveira, it's rare. Point of even Leib, it's very geschmack. Haidois is a category, it's a type of the Chayvus. There's a Chayvus. It says Haidois, Havois, Ksubais, Yerushais, Matanois. Haidois is a type of matanais, I guess. It's a category of matanais. Like him, it's very geschmack. It's the Lashon HaGemara in Sanhedrin, or maybe even the Mishnah. Haidois v'alvois is a Lashon that a person is mechay. So, like the Marie Belev, it's very geschmack. Now, I have to tell you, there's an ending to the Ktsais. The Ktsais goes on. He says, we find another machlaikis, which you mentioned. Just like there's a din chayshemish, but he does about din kamei eidim. There's a din yaredeya in Ebenezer, that somebody who says, this is nevela, or this is my sister, shavya anav sheichaticha disura, even if he's not believed, he's totally not believed. A person not believed to say something is nevela. Eidachan and Bisurin is only on your own thing.
Not
or it's biyadai. But you can't say something else is nevela. You have no nemanis. But Shavya Anav Sheikhatichid Isura. He himself is Osir. Pischei Tshuva in the end of Siman Aleph in Yeredeya, the Mechaber brings Shavya Anav Sheikh. It says, if a Sheikhit, after the meet, when the meet is Tachas Yadai, he's shafting his neman. It's biyadai, he's neman. But later he says, I feel guilty. The other day, I gave out this meat. It's nevela. So Shlomo says he's not believed. It's not biyode. It's not his meat. He's not believed. But shavya anav shechatichid yisuri. He's not allowed to eat the meat. It means everyone else could eat it, but he himself is not allowed to eat it. So the pischei tshuva there brings, the ksais there brings. What does that mean? Shavya anav shechatichid yisuri. Either it's nevela or it's not nevela. There's no such aveira called shechted meat that a person says is nevela. What does that mean? Either it's nevela or it's not nevela. So he brings two pshatim. He doesn't quote the Marie ben Leiv. He quotes also a kadmon, Marie Basan, Beis Aleph, Samach Aleph Nun. Almost like Boston. Right? Marie Basan, he says, you know why Shavya Nafshe? Has a din neder. He's, when a man says this is nevela, it's like he made a neder, also zeh alai ken nevela.
He only asks for himself.
Not only that. If he says that I married this woman, and she says, what are you talking about? There are no witnesses. He says, I married this woman. The woman's allowed to go get married. She's a penuya. The cheska's penuya, she stays a penuya. He is not allowed to marry her sister. Because shavya nafshe. For him, why? So he says a neder. The relatives, he's saying, I make a neder that it should be ki'ilu, I married this sister, and a mela, this woman, mela, I'm asking her relatives on me. Shavya nashi, chetichid isur. So, he does need a neder. When a person lies in Bezdin, lies in a place they can't retract, when he says a lie, he means, he doesn't know Hilchos Nedarim L'Shavuos, but he means that for me it should be that way. I want to be Naya Ke'ilu. Maybe not. Shavya Nafshe means that for him, he's it's Asa Kedesh. One second. Then the Pischei Tshuva brings that the Achelkim. He brings the Neid Behuda, asks, you think Hataras Nedarim works? Hataras Nedarim, but Shavya Nafshe, the Ktsais brings the same Kasha name in Marit. He says, in Lama Dal Dal, and he says, you think Hataras Nedarim works? Or Shavya Nafshe, it doesn't work. The Ktsais says, it's part of the same pasuk, Ki Hu Zeh. A man is neman on himself, Ki Hu Zeh, to be made of an excess. And we extend that to Yisurim too, that a person has neman is Lagavi himself. The Ktsais learned that these two machlaiks and matolis have his head.
So he holds that
the
Reis
Shavya
Nafshu?
That's what he holds, yeah.
Wow. That's right.
It's a tremendous Siddish. Yeah. I don't think we give Malkus on it. It's not an Issa Nevela. It's Isser Nevela Asmai. But the person who's giving the Malkus doesn't believe it. Wait. It's a weird thing.
I have a question. Shavya Nafshu.
Yeah.
If someone has a store, glot kosher meat, and...
He says it's tray for the whole world. On your own meat, Eid Echad is believed. When somebody owns something, Eid Echad would be surim, or biyadai. Biyadai means he's a sheikhit, it's biyadai to do it, or he's a shliach to transport it. He says he switched it. Anytime it's biyadai is believed, and anytime it's his, he's right. Believed. But we're talking now when it's not his,
right.
And it's not the other anymore.
They have in their freezer, you know, all the stuff they bought. They can't eat that. Shabbi Namshe has nothing to do with that.
So we always wonder if a man was Shabbi Namshe, he went to Bezdin, he said to meet his treif.
Right.
He knows he did it because he hates this butcher, and he wanted to barret him. So he went to Bezdin, he tried, what can he do? He said, all his meat isn't available. So Bezdin said, do you have any proof? No. So Bezdin said, okay, Shavya Nafshe, you can't eat it, everybody else could eat it. Now, he goes home at night, he says, oh, I tried. He's got a piece of his butcher's meat in his fridge. Mm-hmm. Now, he's got to pull down the shades. If they give him a straw, they're going to give him, they be Ivan for himself on the veil, I don't have to give him Malkus, but is he allowed to eat the meat himself?
No.
Well, according to Mary Boston, he can't. We consider it as if he made a neder. It's a funny neder where he knew he did it for different reasons.
Rabbi, I don't understand. How could you hate a butcher?
He married his daughter. You may have something against him.
No game at all.
But at any rate, this is my point. The Tzais goes a step further in this whole thing. Now, to return, I want to get to Pesach Teshuvah Gimel. To return here, we have a new Havana in Haidois. That's really what it is. I want to tell you, I have a kasha I don't know a good answer to. Without the Ktsais, ki who's there, I could be Maida, I owe someone money. The Torah says I'm believed. I have no problem with it. Logically and technically, it makes so much sense. Then the Ktsais goes out on a limb, and he says something that's much more mechudish. He says, ki who's there not only tells you you're believed on your money, you're believed on meat. You're believed on ladies. That I married this woman, that she's my relative. Kiyus, that means you're believed across the board. Okay. So Ktsais, as the plates is to say, you're believed across the board. Let's get back to the Gemara in Ksubas Yuches on the base. It says, Ein Adam Esam Asmai Rasha. You have a man. He comes into Bezdin. There's a document with his signature. That's not even kind the signature. They want to know if it's his signature. He says, "Ksav Yedeinu Zeh, Aval Anusim Hayinu." We taka signed it, but we were anusim. The Gemara says, "I anusim machvas mamin." Let's say they say we're not a real inus. We were bribed. I couldn't resist. They gave me a bribe. I signed it. It's not true. So Gemara says, "Ein Adam Esam Asmai Rasha." He's not believed. "Ein Adam Esam Asmai Rasha." He's not believed. What does that mean? He's totally not believed. Let's say they call him up for Eidei Kedushin at a chasana the next night. And he wants to go up to be an aid. He just admitted that he did an Avera Chetcha B'mavim. He should be possible. No, ain't other Mesa Master of Russia. He could be an aid. Mm-hmm. He could be Eidei Kedushin the next night.
Give him a kiss.
Well, let's say the next day is a Din Taira, and he's Chayav Shvuah. He goes to swear. Say, how could you swear? Yesterday you said you swore that you signed something falsely. No, ain't other base of Asmai Rush. According to the Ktsais, ki hu zes is megalatas. A man has believed on himself to be mighty, he owes money, and to say this is Nevela, and to say this is my relative. Why shouldn't he be Nemat say about himself that he's Apostle Ashur, he's Apostle Aedis? Like, why doesn't it go further? I understand what's the Ger Lachrini. I understand. You don't believe the guy by himself. He can't, once he's Eidei Kedushin, you're not going to pass on the Kedushin. It's against someone else. But for himself, why don't we believe him according to the Tzais? Why does it stop by Mamin and the Vela and relatives? and not by making himself a Rasha to the Apostle Yeshua. I don't understand it. Rav Teretz? Rav Palm's Vart? That what?
Done someone, we
say,
actually, yes,
yes, they are
ahead
of this.
How can you ever know? Here you see, it can't be done first until you mamish in the shoes. I mean, it's Jewish here, but that's as far.
Okay, if it's Derek Musser, you have to be done with Kafskos, he can't be done person. But if Derek Halacha,
okay.
The Tzai says you could. I don't know how to dash him sukkim. I don't know how to dash him sukkim. The Tzai is saying ki uzza works for Shavi Adav, for Tzai and Isura. The Tzai says it. The Nevela becomes Asa to him. And when he points himself as the Ampasalei,
he's the curve to himself. He's a korov to himself. I can tell you. He's a korov to himself. No.
But we say Kiyuzel overrides korov himself.
Yeah.
So we say it overrides.
This is all in Lamed Dalet. All this is encapsulated in Lamed Dalet.
My kasha, the ksos does not bring my kasha. Had he heard my kasha, he definitely would have included it. But he doesn't. But he brings the shavya nafshe that he does. Okay. All right. Let's see to say tshuva gimel. Very important for the whole simon. Well, what's the whole siman talking about? So, Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, we're going to have here machloek is the Pesachei Tshuva and Urim V'Tumim. Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz has his sefer on Chesham Mishpat. Let's see. Ain Dan in Eisai. I am B'Sefer Shara Mishpat. Stop it. In Kibbal Aleihem Dayanim, Lodun Lahem Dinim Elu, She'ain Danim B'Zman Hazeh. It's not uncommon. You have two people. Somebody had a car accident. He damaged somebody. Maybe he hurt somebody. And they go to a Rav, and they go to a Bezdin, and they say, we wanted to tell you what's the din. And they're makabel to be done. There's a tzah, ripu, shevs, baishas, everything. And they're makabel it. Imahani a Kabbalah, do we say the Kabbalah helps? Now, Imahani Kabbalah means, look, if the person says I'm willing to pay, and he pays, you don't stop him. Imahani Kabbalah means, that afterwards, if he changes his mind, you have a kabbal. He mahani kabbalah, kamai, listen to what he's in the damitu. The mahani bedinim shadanim bizman azem, kibbal aleim karavai posel, besimachav beis. We're going to have later in simachav beis, that if a person says, nemar alai abba, your father could be a dayan. Nemar alai shlesha raya bakar. People that are posel for dayanis. But the two sides say, when the kabbal him, to be a dayan. If they're makabel, b'kinyan, they do a kinyan to be makabel, to be done, then it's binding. Once they're makabel, it's binding. So the Shara Mishpat says, should we say the same thing, if they're makabel, b'zman hazeh, to be done, eish, or bar, or nezek, and sar, and b'ishes, in kibbal aleihem karva, kibbasim b'chav beis, or yesh l'chalak, or maybe not, v'herach b'zeh, hevi divri chidushi haran, perakab in Sanhedrin, Divya Ramban ala Taira, bin Yizel, Messiah Tzarachian Ladina, and he ends up with a Tzarachian. In parentheses, I am Besef Beis Yehuda, Hevi Raya de Mahani HaKabbalah. Being Zaraya, I think the Bach also says Mahani HaKabbalah, which maybe I made a mistake. What?
If they accept it by themselves, or whatever Diane them say, I accept it by myself.
So the question is if you could change your mind on such a thing. Is it binding, or a person has a right to change his mind?
Binding,
when
how could it ever take place?
So maybe it can't. Maybe the things were not done bizman hazeh. Maybe we're just not done. And so he brings in parentheses. What does he bring to the basically? They be right. The Mahani Akabala. Patches. It should help. Just like it helps here. It helps here. The Urim V'Tumim disagrees. He says that there's no such thing. The Maznaim L'Torah, one of the Maznaim L'Mishpat, one of the Svarim here on Chayshim Mishpat, says it's totally in whether it has a Shem Din Torah. When you're Makabal, when you go with someone to Dayanim, and you say, let's paskin something, I'm not Mechuyiv, is that called a Din Torah? Dine Torah are binding. Or is it called Yezi Yishayla? Yezi Yishayla, there's nothing binding about it, and it's not. So the Shayla is, because there's a Kaza, Shatasim Lefneim, for Lai Lefnei Hed Yaitais, even in the case of there, or today it's also Hed Yaitais. It's just that we Shluchusayu by certain things. Everything is Hed Yaitais. When it's Hed Yaitais, it's not Smuchim. If the Vard is whatever they do, is just not a Din Taira. So what does it help to be Mekabel? It's still not a Din Taira.
So why does Pasul occur though? So
I suppose then it's Fakaris. I'm saying it wrong. It's, again, he says it's Tali. If you hold that it's not a Din Taira, then Pasul Karav works. So here it should work too. What's the other tzad? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how the Nayav Mishpat sticks it in. He's toiling in whether it has a Shem Din Taira. But you're right. Both cases are cases of Lefnei Avloi, if they had Yaitais. So I'm not sure. Certainly, I think it's fair to say that the Ratz of a Taira seems to be you should pay. It would be that if a person knows it's true, he caused Nezek or Tzar, Rebish, I would think that Knossos we're going to deal with next week, Kefal. You say it's also a Taira, you should pay Kefal. But other things, I would think it's the bottom line, it's Ratz of a Taira to pay. And
that you should pay. Valueless,
if you have a Kabbal Kenyan,
in
regular mammon, it's binding. If you have a binding arbitration agreement, most dinim today, you have a partner and you want to settle the partnership, or you have a loan, you want to settle the loan, we're done all these shaylos. It's only things that are not shchiach, which is the handful of things that we don't paskin today. Typical business, we do paskin. Havois, we paskin. And shutfus, we paskin.
Two people by themselves without a witness, we get a paskin. They're going to go by.
What do you mean, two dayanim?
No, without dayanim. Contract is done by two people. I guess you have to verify.
Well, you can't paskin if they contradict each other. What's the business supposed to do? If two people come and they both agree the truth, so Bezin tells them the din. If you're not forcing anyone, you don't need a Bezin. If two people have a shayla, they ask a shayla, they get a psak, they do it. There's no difference in your day and chashav mishpat. The difference here is only when someone wants to change his mind and say, I don't want to pay it, whether his kabbalah is binding. Okay, we move on to Sifkin.